Today's listener has a big goal. In fact, we could call it a resolution. A resolution to start a blog and earn $10,000. In addition to getting their first 1,000 subscribers. I think I got that right here. They want to start a blog. They want to earn $10,000 and get 1,000 subscribers. $10,000, 1,000 subscribers. I love big goals. I love ambition. I respect the specificity of the goal as well. You might as well, you know, put a number on what you're trying to achieve. So what is my single best advice for accomplishing this goal? This question gave me a lot to think about. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of background in the sense of understanding the topic of the blog or, you know, exactly what this person is trying to do. But again, we've got that goal of, you know, a blog, $10,000, 1,000 subscribers. Let's see what I can do with it. Hopefully be helpful, not just to the caller, but to somebody else out there who is trying to start a blog or a website or any kind of project and make some extra money without quitting their job. That, of course, is the goal of Side Hustle School. Thanks for tuning in today. The detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Hey, Chris, this is Theo, and I've been listening to your show for a couple years now. My 2022 resolution is to start a blog, earn $10,000, and get my first 1,000 subscribers. I'm committed and really want to go for it. So what's your best advice for me? Thanks for your help, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
All right, let's see what we can do here. Thanks so much for the question. Thanks for being out there. Really appreciate that. And let's just jump right into this and let's separate the two goals, okay? First, the 1,000 subscribers, and then secondly, the $10,000, okay? How will you get any subscribers at all, in fact? How will you get your first subscriber? You need a reason for them to subscribe and a way for them to do it. You know, basically need two things for this first goal here. A reason for them to subscribe, a way for them to do it. We don't know what the topic for this blog is, but let's assume it's something informative. And that there's some kind of newsletter for it. So your very simple call to action could be subscribe and get this newsletter. You know, we could probably do better, but the point is, starting from a working version, you need a way for people to subscribe, call to action. Then, of course, you need to have that form where people can actually do it and an account with an email program or an app that allows you to manage the back end, something like MailChimp, ConvertKit, lots of other options. And as to how you get to 1,000, well, that's just a numbers game. You know, if you get 3 a day, by the end of a year, you'll have more than 1,000. If you get 10 a day, it'll happen in 100 days. So set your goals accordingly. Of course, some people might unsubscribe. They're never going to unsubscribe from you, but just, you know, it's possible. So you got to factor that into. Now for the revenue, the $10,000 goal. So there's different revenue models. Step one is to choose one. Again, we don't know the topic here, but let's just imagine that our caller is going to sell a product. So they've created a product, maybe it's digital, maybe it's physical, whatever it is. Through a similar process of deduction, we can say if the product costs $50 and they want to sell $10,000 worth, then they're going to need to sell 200 of them. Obviously, those, you know, numbers may change depending on, you know, what the input is and such, but that's pretty much all there is to it. You know, once you have a way to sell one thing, once you have a way to get one subscriber, then the whole magic is in the details. You know, what is the topic? What is the product or service? How do you decide on the price? How do you market this product or service? You know, all of which we talk about every day in one form or another. So it's impossible to give a very detailed answer to that part in a brief period of time. But I think that's your working version. You know, you figure out how to get one subscriber. You figure out how to make one sale. You figure out what the elements are to each of those things. And then you work on trying to grow it. Right? And you tweak and you iterate as you go along. Of course, it's always a process. It's always a journey. Hope that was helpful to somebody out there. Let me know if you've got a question or something you're trying to work out. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. We will continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from listeners as they launch and grow their projects. Perhaps we'll even hear about this exciting 2022 resolution. All right, that's it for today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.